Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Before we proceed with today's program, we'll do a little recap about the past programs we have done. The first radio broadcast on this series talked about just who Dr. Luke was. The next program talked about high blood pressure and its causes. Why is high blood pressure a problem? How is it caused? Some of the issues we tackled in this broadcast are: what is high blood pressure? How is it caused? Finally, what can we do to treat high blood pressure? The blood pressure generally has two numbers, which are assigned to it. The first or the top number is called the systolic. The second or bottom number is also called the diastolic. High blood pressure causes problems because over time, that higher pressure can damage several organs of the body. Some of the solutions to a high blood pressure was proper dieting. Another solution was exercising. Then we talked about strokes and the various risk factors that precipitate a stroke. The next program we talked about was heart attacks. Basically, the following contribute to having a heart attack. One is a family history of heart disease. Second, diabetes mellitus. Third, high cholesterol. Fourth, high blood pressure. Five, being overweight. Six, being inactive. Seven, smoking. Eight, stress, anxiety, and depression. Nine, poor dental care or having a lot of tooth cavities. All of these precipitate heart attacks. The best thing to do is to exercise and have a good diet. After this, we talked about arthritis. Following arthritis, we talked about pneumonia, its causes, and how to deal with pneumonia. Now, we'll proceed on today's program. What Dr. Luke says about how cancer is caused. Makosi was 43 years old and had worked in a factory for several months. She had noticed over several months that she was really tired. She just thought she was working too much as she had worked on some weekends to make extra money. However, she noticed that she was just not able to do her work very well. Then her boss came up to her one day and told her that she was falling behind in her work production. This really concerned her. Her boss suggested that she go to the company doctor and be evaluated. So the next week, Makosi went to see her doctor. The doctor asked her a lot of questions, but one of them was related to any chemicals she worked with at work. She told him that in fact, she worked with some chemicals every day, but she was not clear as to the name of these chemicals. The doctor told her to ask her boss about what chemicals she worked with. In the meantime, the doctor drew some blood tests and asked her to come back in several days with a list of chemicals. Makosi agreed to do this. Makosi obtained from her boss several chemicals which she worked with. She returned to the doctor with this list. He told her that she had a form of leukemia, which is a disease of the blood. It is actually a blood cancer. Then he looked at the list of chemicals and noticed one which could be the cause of her cancer. He found out that Makosi had worked at the factory for years and with this same chemical for years. He told her that she needed to stop working with this chemical immediately and get some treatment for this cancer at a nearby hospital as soon as possible. Makosi did just this. Makosi and people like her all over the world get cancer from things and chemicals they work with. This is not uncommon. What are some of the other ways people obtain cancer? There are many ways, but certainly knowing about some of these will help us to avoid chemicals and other substances which cause cancer, so we will not get these types of cancers. Let's talk about some of these causes of cancers. First is nutrition. Some people believe that certain diets cause certain cancers. Some cancer experts believe that food high in sugar and low in fiber leads to colon cancer or cancer of the large intestine. Fiber is the main component of most vegetables and fruits. Africans have historically eaten diets very high in fiber and low in sugar. But this diet is changing, so Africans may in the future get more colon cancer. Second, foods high in smoked foods can cause stomach cancer. A third cause of cancer, and probably the main cause of all cancers in the world, is smoking. Let us talk about smoking a little bit. Smoking is the main cause of lung cancer in men and women in Africa. The number of people with lung cancer is growing rapidly. This is because of smoking. Smoking is also associated with increased breast cancer as well as colon cancer. Thus, smoking is a major cause of health problems. A fourth cause of cancer is infections. In Africa, liver cancer is very high. This is due to the very high amount of people with hepatitis B virus in the whole population, which leads to liver cancer. Now that young children are being vaccinated against hepatitis B virus, the number of people in the next 20 to 30 years who die from liver cancer should start to decrease. This is certainly very good news. Some experts believe a fifth cause of cancer is obesity. It is believed that breast, colon, prostate, and lung cancers are linked to obesity. This is not good news, as in the past 10 years in Africa, the amounts of obese people have increased by a large percentage. This huge increase will have many important health implications for Africa, which would include possibly more people having the cancers just mentioned. If cancers lead to early death and are caused by these different things, why do people smoke, eat too much, and in general do not have good lifestyles? Some may say they do not know better. However, most people certainly know they eat too much and that not exercising enough is also a health concern. Why do people persist in these things? Certainly, some things which people do are genetic, but not all things are. Some they just want to keep doing without giving much thought. The Bible speaks of our not being able to control what we do. This is called sin, or missing the mark of what God wants us to do. Why do we continue in our sin? Can we help but keep sinning? The Bible says that we really cannot help but sin. It actually calls us slaves to sin. The Bible says it like this in a book to the Romans written about 63 AD. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. What did this mean? It meant that all people who have ever lived have sinned. This sin has brought them short of the glory God intended for them. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. That is, the result of sin is death. This is the payment we ultimately get for our sins before God. But the gift God gives us is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Life that never ends. What a promise! But God showed His love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That is, while we were still sinning, Christ died for us whilst we were still in our sins. So how can we come to know this person, Jesus Christ? We must first believe that we have done wrong before God, which is the sin that we have just mentioned. It is this sin which separates us from God. We must also realize that we are powerless to save ourselves. The Bible states it like this: As for you, You were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Ephesians 2:1-2. The Bible goes on to say that, like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Ephesians 2:3. The result of our sin is not only deadness before God, but God's wrath to us, because He is right and true, and we have defiled that rightness and truth, and thus are deserving of God's wrath. God's solution to our sin and His wrath to us is mentioned in the following place in the Bible. But because of His great love for us, God showed us His love and made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead. Grace is the reason God loves us. Grace is God's unmerited favor towards us. We did not deserve it, but God gave it to us anyway. Who took God's wrath for our sins? Jesus Christ did. He took God's wrath for our sins on the cross. So now we have the chance of getting saved. Saved from sin and saved from an everlasting darkness. All we need to do is to confess our sins. The Bible says again in the book of Romans, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the mouth that you confess and are saved, and it is with the heart that you believe and are justified. Romans 10:9-10. This is how we receive God's eternal life. We must first confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and believe that He is the Lord over the world and everything, that when He died, He was buried, and after 3 days, He rose again. Once we have made this confession to God, we are saved. Makosi eventually did just that. She got born again, and she was miraculously healed of all her cancer. You too can get to know Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.